think that's him?
Oh, B. Mitch and Finley on a Bleep You Thursday. The sun's finally shining. Bleep you to the rain. Get the hell out of here. Bleep you to this Hurricane Helene, man. A lot of good people in a lot of bad situations, dude. I hate that stuff. Especially, you know, people focus so much on the coastal communities, and that's really important, but that one hits home for me. I remember I was a little kid when Hurricane Hugo came up into North Carolina when I lived down there, and it did a ton of damage, and this Helene has done significantly more. We will get to the phones, though. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I have a very – it's a. I don't know how new it is, Brian, but you know where I live, up off Mass Avenue, right when you get into Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
You know where Sangamore Road is?
No.
Okay. But they – there's a fire station right there. They put a new traffic light in. And I imagine it's to try to alleviate some traffic coming out of this neighborhood. But it messes everything up. So if you know what I'm talking about, you got Mass and Sangamore and then that new light behind the fire station. Bleep you to that light. And that's a hyper-specific thing. But to the eight people that know what I'm talking about, it matters. All right?
Okay.
Now, do you have any bleep use?
No, I like everybody.
I'm
a nice guy.
Easy going. That's.
I've been called... mean. I've been called a bully today on chat. You call me a meanie. Oh, yeah. There you go. So I don't know.
I didn't call you a meanie. Yeah. I call you a teddy bear.
No, you call me a meanie bear.
You invented the term meanie bear describing yourself.
But you agreed to it and you laughed.
All right.
Jeff called me Deacon.
He did call you Deacon. Jeff was either trolling or being an idiot. Landfill, do you have any bleep use to get off your chest?
Yeah, well, all those mean things were said about BMH just by me, so I don't know what everybody else has been up to.
All right, let's let our guy Jupe lead us off here. Line four, Jupe, it is Bleep You Thursday, sir.
JP, BMH, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got a... Not too much. I got two bleep views. First one, I got to bleep the Kelce brothers when they said Hemisty Daniels' 82 completion percentage was a LeBron-like stat. LeBron's stats is tied to losing. That's not the case here. I get respect to them, but I got to bleep them for that.
Listen, man, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but he is pretty good.
I get that, but let's leave LeBron alone and let Dink down.
You have my full support to be mad that we just don't want Jaden lumped in with LeBron. I'm good with that, Jupe.
All right, my second bleep, I got to give a shout-out to Gov Westmore. I won a bet off of his picks this past weekend. I won a four-legged parlay, but here's
about
where the bleep come in. I did one on FanDuel. That's
yo,
the four-legged I won.
Jupe, hold on. It's a four-leg parlay, not four-legged. You had a horse parlay?
Hey, we can call it that. It won me a good chunk of change.
And I think you only describe something – like, you only say that when it's like a three-legged dog. Like, it's normally – anyway. Tripod running around.
Right. But, yeah, I messed up on – I saw one on FanDuel. I messed up on DraftKings. I picked money lines on FanDuel, not paying attention. I picked the over-unders, so I missed on that bet. So I bleep myself for not paying attention. But, hey, also I want to let Jeff know, hey, I got some ideas if you want to hear them out for your weekly Commander song.
All right. Jeff, put them on hold and let him give you the ideas. Thank you, Jupe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Huh?
Thank you.
We need Landfill on one of these songs coming up soon.
We do need a Landfill appearance.
Hell yeah.
You know that the Commanders are 3-0 in Jeff's last three hype songs?
Come on, Landfill. I mean, Jeff, bring that thing in on, bro.
Just saying. Listen, I don't know what this means, but I am going to line three. There's a dude named Bipolar Brian on 95 North. Hello, Bipolar Brian. How do you do?
Hey, happy Thursday, guys.
You too, bud.
I've called in before. It's been a long time. Apparently, I've been working my tail off at two jobs to line Steve Bisciotti's pockets. What cost $384 at M&T Stadium?
What cost $384
at ticket.
M&T? Yeah, tickets.
A parking ticket. A parking pass. Can you believe that? $384 to park at M&T Stadium for next week's game.
Wow.
Just take the Metro. Take the Amtrak from Union Station.
I got seven people. I got 80-year-old ladies with me again. We're going to tailgate and have a good time.
That is a lot for parking.
I got to be close.
That's a lot, dude. If you got seven people, divide 380 by seven, that is, well, I have no idea. $50 a person.
You got an SUV. That's why they charge you so much.
They don't charge by the vehicle.
Actually, we're dividing it by eight because my deceased Aunt Carol is going to be in the car in some bags, and we're going to spread her ashes all over the stadium.
Hold on.
Big Ravens fan she is.
You're bringing your deceased Aunt Carol to the stadium to spread her ashes, and you're worried about how much the parking costs?
Well, she's a Baltimore girl. She doesn't have much money.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, bro, but I'm not the narc type, so good luck, and thank you for the call. Sorry about the parking costs. That was a wild ride, B. Not going to lie to you. Alan is in Alexandria. What up, Alan? Who you mad at?
We're mad at the Baltimore Orioles today, B. Mitch and Finley. Their 1-7 lineup, 2-44. Abysmal. Dang. They all need to get shipped out.
I don't know that you got to ship them out.
Went on a rebuild thing, and now you want to ship them all out?
I saw some of this last night on Twitter. I think some people are too mad. I think they could have been more aggressive at the trade deadline. But, like, I'm not as locked in as others are. My boy Mark went to 40 games this year in both of the wild card games. But, damn, it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth when two wild card games
you said it
at
yesterday.
Home and you score a
you
run.
You predicted it, JP. You were calling it for them to lose. You said they're going to lose. They're going to get swept. And they did. You got to stop putting that stuff in the atmosphere.
Well, Bees was the
bleep
one telling
you
me.
For saying it.
3 weeks ago, Bees told me he wasn't even sure they'd make the playoffs. So.
Okay, bleep Bees for telling you.
I like the truth. I like honesty. Sometimes it's not nice.
They bleeping landfill for never texting in the chat.
Yeah, landfill. Bleep you for never texting
in
the chat.
Say hi, guys.
Say hi.
They say hi. You're a nice guy, landfill.
Do you want to respond?
He better not.
Landfill claims he has a bleep you. Oh, and he just said hi in the chat.
I do, landfill. Yeah. I have a bleep you. My bleep you is to Colonial Parking. They screwed something up with my pass, so I couldn't get out of the building yesterday. And
that's the worst. And your phone doesn't work there either.
No.
All you got to do is hit the button, call help, and let them know, and they'll let you right out.
Yeah, but it took like 7 minutes. It's not acceptable. I've paid them so much money over the years, B-Mitch, an astonishing amount of money.
They're like an insurance company.
When they owe
you something, they take forever. When you owe them something, they want it yesterday.
At least in the pre-COVID era, this parking lot was mostly full, so they could justify how much they were charging me. But it's half empty 90% of the time, and there's still no discount. No discount.
Landfill, I have a serious question for you.
Uh-huh.
You park in the building, and it costs, what, $250 a month, something like that?
Slightly less than that.
Okay. Call it $200 for round numbers.
One more than that.
Okay.
$225.
I park
JP,
about
you're here
a block.
Twice a week at hold on, most.
Hold on, landfill. That's not where I'm headed here. I park about a block away.
Uh-huh.
Like, not even a full block.
Yeah,
like
half a block.
Like a four-minute walk.
That's way too far.
But it's free.
So what are you talking about then?
I'm curious what landfill would do if given the option to park over there.
Free?
Free.
Well, it's the same option I would when y'all told me. No.
We're not talking to you, Brian. I'm asking landfill.
Landfill, don't listen to JP.
This is a hypothetical.
Well, he and his hypothetical friend told me I was going to have a parking spot over there 4 years ago, and I don't have one.
You're missing the point. I am curious if landfill would do this. Free parking a block away or $225 a month in the building?
I mean, that's a tough one because –
Well, give me the free parking.
There is no free parking, Brian. It's hypothetical.
We don't want no hypothetical.
I'm asking him a question.
I'm trying to laugh. I'm trying to work it out. If he gives me the free parking, I will pay half of your parking.
All right. Ooh. Give B-Mitch the free parking.
No. It's not up to me.
Well, talk to your friend. Well, I know Brendan know him. I'm going to talk to him.
Cairo is in Ashburn.
Also,
Cairo.
Shout out to the Kansas City Royals, my heroes.
Yo, bleep you. Hello, Cairo. Who you mad at?
This is rather fitting. Not a whole lot to be mad at with Washington football as of late, but I want to give a very polite bleep you to Brian Mitchell for being so damn competitive and picking fights with everybody at every available opportunity.
Where am I picking fights at?
Twitter, right here, right now, like literally 30 seconds ago.
Where was I picking a fight 30 seconds ago?
When I was just trying to ask Landfill a hypothetical question.
No, I'm trying to get free parking. I think that's being smart.
I'm not saying you're not justified. I'm just saying, like, you know, you don't have to, like, argue with everybody. You know,
I don't agree. I normally give most people the bleep, the one finger salute, keep moving.
It's a good call, Cairo. Thank you, buddy. I don't think it's going to be well received, but it's a good call. To the competitive point, when we were playing golf in Arizona. Well, we were playing golf in Arizona, and my boy Pete that was playing with us that wasn't in the match, you kept getting his score. And he said to me in the cart, he's like, yo, B doesn't have to keep my score. I was like, that's just how B's wired. He's going to keep
I'm going to keep everybody's score.
I know. That's what
so,
I told him.
I mean, what do you, he not want me to write down the sixes and sevens?
No, he had a bunch of pars.
When he had the pars and birdies, he told me immediately.
No, I think it was more like he knew we had a match going. He wasn't trying to slow it down. I just told him, I was like, that's how B's wired, man. Let's go to line seven. Scarence, Terrence, McLarence. Who you mad at, Scarence, Terrence, McLarence?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
We're good, buddy.
First bleep you to JP. Unfortunately, JP, last week you disparaged the Scarence, Terrence, McLarence name.
I like the name.
Government name.
I like the name.
Okay, well, you didn't like it when I called you out on the Cowboys colors, and I do apologize for that. I think we should have absolved you from that.
I was getting very worked up about the Cowboys colors thing.
Yeah, I need you for walking out,
too. I'm on your team now.
Thank you, Scarence.
I got your back. I got your back. But my big bleep to you is the national media. I don't like all the hype. Growing up, we never got it, even when we had some spurts of good. And I like staying under the radar. I don't like the Twitter agitators, the ML football, Dove Simons, jumping onto the latest trend. And I know we're hot right now. Jaden's the man. But just get pump the brakes. Give us a few more weeks to stay under the radar. And, you know, let us live.
Thank you for the call, Scarence, Terrence.
Scarence, Terrence, if you want to stay on the radar, you don't be good. You don't win games. No, we don't want to stay on the radar.
But, dude, even when you guys were awesome, like those 80s, 90s teams, they talked about it, but it was still the Niners, the Giants, the Eagles. Like,
I don't know. They talked about Washington a lot. And Coach Gibbs was just like all of y'all. Did not want nobody talking about
right.
us. Like, Coach, we won 7 in a row. Why the hell are they not going to talk about us? We won 11 in a row. Oh, they're not going to talk about
but
us?
But even that year, just because I collected all the SI covers, and SI was the national publication, mm-hmm. I remember Art was on the cover after, was it starting 7-0 and beating the Bears?
I think that's when he set a record or something.
It like said one it was the cover was Skins game.
Yeah.
I know it was against the Bears. And then obviously the Super Bowl, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, even if you count Super Bowl covers during that run of dominance, the Skins would not rank above a bunch of other teams.
But they were discussed nationally. They like some teams just got the national notoriety.
Sure.
Hell, Playboy chose us to win the Super Bowl. Buckhead's asked Coach Gibbs about it. Coach Gibbs did not like the fact that it was Playboy. But guess what? That's a national publication. International.
Especially then.
That's an international publication.
Sure. For sure.
So, hey, when we get it, we don't want it.
Jeff,
why?
Can you explain to me what is going on with all the people in the chat complaining about the ads? Yo, you're watching a free stream. You're going to deal with the ads. What do I not understand?
I told Max, if they get the what you call them, they don't have to worry about it.
No, it's because they keep putting the ads in the middle while y'all talking.
Oh, all right.
It's a YouTube thing. It's not a us thing. It's a YouTube thing.
Yeah, but if you get premium, you probably won't get that.
All right, our guy Drew is on line six. What up, Drew? Who you mad at?
Before I start with mad, I want to wish you all a happy new year. Shana Tova. It's Rosh Hashanah today, so I want to put that out there.
Shana Tova to all that celebrate.
But I am upset with Fox and CBS because we could have flexed next week's game against Baltimore. And those two could either have been a 4 o'clock spot or a Sunday night spot, and we got blocked by two networks. And so it could have been an awesome tailgate. It'd still be good, but would have been nice to have.
But Drew, you think they're gonna give up their prime spots just because you want to be happy?
Well, they get it at a different time. It's a you know there's some bartering going on there, but it would have been good. You know,
Drew, they got lawyers. They got miles and miles of lawyers, man. Drew, I used your tweet in all yours last night. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
You're on there, baby.
I did. I saw that. I appreciate that, JP. And,
all right, man.
You need 1-3, but I'll take 1-3. That's good.
It's not spread it around
3-1, which is like, where our commanders are now. That's good. So
thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Titus Jones, say bleep Jeff. For doing a good job this week, so he did have a reason to bleep him.
I'm going to try to get through these calls. Commander Tequila is on the line. Hello, uh-oh. Commander. How do you do? Who you mad at?
I am mad. I got three reviews. one bleep you to anybody that cuts the grass and throws that grass in the road, bleep you. Damn, man, you can drive a motorcycle, you can drive a car, you can hit by a rock. Okay, that's one bleep you. And two is the fans that don't understand football. If you want to say, get rid of who, get rid of another guy, get rid of the defender, the wide receiver, why don't you go play for football until you get hit? You know, until you go run through, try to get the quarterback, you know? We got good players, good defensive, good offensive. And if you want to let the coach do the coach, then hire a 31-year-old and he'll do the job. Man, he's done, man. Let's get on the rookies just to get all the kids fresh up. It's a whole new vibe. It's a rebuild. It's a whole new, what can I say? Blip to everybody that don't like this. Bye-bye. The I see you in January.
Thank you, Commander. Thanks, buddy. Always appreciate those calls.
Hey,
I'm not
first
always
comment by Brian. JB was so confused about the grass comment.
I love Commander. He's a very loyal listener. He's a part of our incredibly weird family that we have on this program. But I often don't know what the hell he's talking about.
So I want to know how you get all ears.
Go to the NBC Washington app is the easiest, or it's all my social media. Thank you for asking.
There you go.
Vince is in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at, buddy?
Fellas, what's going on with you, man? Hey, I got more of a positive bleep you today. I want to say bleep you to the Commanders for looking so darn good, man. The coaching staff, bleep you for looking good. Jaden, bleep you for looking so darn awesome. The offensive line, bleep you for protecting them. Just bleep you to the whole front office. Just bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. Thank you, and keep doing your bleeping thing. Love y'all, man.
I love it, brother. Appreciate
it, man. That was great. Why was he saying bleep you to the folks doing well?
He was just – it's a positive thing.
Maybe
– like, keep doing your bleeping thing. Son.
Oh, all right. I say
maybe it came early. You know, the excitement.
Pause.
Pause, dog. Pause, Jeff. Talk about premature bleepulation. Jay is in D.C. Jay, last one. Who you mad at?
That's pretty funny. Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, no, man, up, I got babe? A couple of real quick. I know you remember a couple of weeks ago they had that robbery out Pentagon City. I was out there, so I want to bleep them dudes who did that because they messed up my day. I mean, 5 seconds after I made my purchase, that's when the thing went down. They would have did it 20 seconds before. I probably could have got a free purchase. But my second one is, to all the women out here, I came across this stat. All the women like to blame men for everything. I came across this stat I like to share with them. It's the divorce rate. They say the divorce rate for traditional marriage, men and women, is 50%. We all know that. Gay men divorce rate is 26%. The lesbian marriage divorce rate is 76%. So I just want them to know who's really the problem. Is it us or is it them? Y'all have a good one.
Wow. Wow. That's a hell of a comment.
My man been researching today, boy.
I got to say.
Oh, yes.
I got to say, I had no idea where that call was going. And, Jay, you got us somewhere, man.
You killed it, baby.
thank
I wonder
you for the
who
call.
He was mad at. Because you – huh? Who was he mad at? Because that was very specific right there.
I think women.
They say women that always blame men for their downfall.
Of course. He probably got dumped for something recently because he brought out the stats. I've never seen no one bring out the stats when having a gender war.
Divorce stats, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there a Pro Football Reference for divorce? Divorce reference?
He basically say if it's two men together, it's 20%. If two women together, it's 70%. When the women get with the men, it's 50%. So who brings in the higher rates? That's what he's trying to say.
I get it.
I get it.
That was a wild ride.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, well, is there anything you need to get off your chest, pal?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Jeff's
you good?
You good
today, Jeff? Cool, man.
Jeff's good. All right, that's all I
good.
Need.
Good. JP bringing our lunch tomorrow, he said.
All I needed to hear. I might just stay in Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 tax credits. And Maryland residents, you can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's RUUD.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, It ain't right.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Whenever you hear this song, it means our boy Peter Rosenberg is set to join us. Usually from New York, but you never know with a man that has the profile of Peter Rosenberg. He could be anywhere. Hello, Peter. How do you do, brother?
That's very sweet of you, and I am in New York.
Good. Listen, I'm going to apologize for something that I think happened. Our very own Jeff Walker just offer to give you a tattoo?
He did. He asked me whether or not I would trust him to give me a tattoo. And I told him promptly, no, I would not. But the good news is I'm not looking for a tattoo. So this isn't a bridge we actually have to cross.
You are on two different New York City radio stations, Hot 97 and ESPN New York. You've been doing this a long time, including at this station once upon a time. You're doing WWE. You're doing podcasts. You're doing everything. You deal with a lot of producers calling you, waiting on hold, going on the air. Have you ever been asked for a tat in any of those situations?
Honestly, no. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, I like Jeff Gumption. You know what I mean? I really do.
I'm glad you called it Gumption.
Isn't that nice?
I bet I know someone's Gumption that you like way more, and his name's Jaden Daniels. 3-1 through four games. How fired up are you with your Burgundy and Gold?
Listen, I'm no longer playing the I have this really bad tendency, and it's not just with the Commanders, though it is certainly strong with them, on account of the history, but like this need to always, when something good happens, to add an asterisk or an if, and, I hope, but I don't want to jinx it. I'm just enjoying this, man. This is awesome. I went out on Sunday. I had some work to do in L.A., and I did it in the morning, and it worked out great because we were out west. So because we were playing Arizona, I finished up. I went to my favorite sports bar in L.A. where I've watched many a bad Redskin losses back in the day, and I posted up, and my friend was ready to leave, and it was 42-14 with 5 minutes left, and I didn't know what my life was. I was like, what is it like to have this feeling of your team is on the road beating the absolute crap out of a team that they're supposed to beat the absolute crap out of? Now, we can get into a conversation about how Vegas saw that line the way they did. That's bizarre to me. Hey, what do you want, Rocky? I don't understand that part. But it's an amazing feeling. And, it has you thinking this week. You go, Washington -3 at home against Cleveland? Does Vegas, not believe in us at all? Is there something we don't know? But this thing is awesome, and Jaden is proving to be – he's beyond, I think, any expectations so far that anybody had for him, truthfully. This is the level of precision, the decision-making. Guys, the first time we talked, I said, oh, can he just throw the ball away more? Can he just get out of bounds? Can he just be safer? Can he just be smarter? The answer is yes. He is safer and smarter every single week with his body and with the football.
Totally, man. And yeah. I'm curious for you, and you – I mean, it's one thing doing hip-hop and stuff, but you also do sports radio up there where I know it's been pretty relentless for you through all the bad times with callers and even your co-hosts and everybody just giving you a hard time about being a Washington fan. What's it like right now?
Quiet. Very quiet. it's a lot of fun. And so far, I think I am still probably taking it, one day at a time and not getting crazy. But I will say I'm starting to push the envelope of pissing off my co-hosts a bit more by asking all of our guests about the Commanders. Because now it seems like a way more reasonable question. It doesn't seem like me shoehorning it in. Why wouldn't Dan Orlovsky want to talk about Jaden Daniels? I mean, and certainly, obviously, we have SVP on every week. He's obviously happy to talk about it as well. But it's a real subject. So I'm enjoying it, man. I'm trying not to. Listen, guys, we still have that second Giants game sitting out there in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Let us sweep the Giants and let it not happen with them being without a kicker. Let us beat them by 14 points.
then yeah. I will escalate the ish talk.
I will volunteer to come on the show with you.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
But have you allowed yourself to enjoy this summer? I know over the last 20-plus years it's been hard to enjoy it, even when they have a good moment here or there. Have you allowed yourself to be happy over these last 4 weeks?
No, I really have. The last mm-hmm. the last two, I've really eased into enjoying it. You know, it probably started clicking halfway through the Monday nighter. That halfway through that game, I started feeling like, wait a second, this kid is serious. This team is kind of serious. And then, by the way, I mean, we have talked many times on this show about the flaws of that defense, and rightfully so, but like, they're kind of tightening up little by little. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to end up being a stout defense. I don't think they will, but I don't think they'll need the most stout defense to compete this year, because this offense could be incredibly potent, guys. I mean, everybody's falling head over heels for the Minnesota offense, and with good reason, but like, I really think Washington's right there in the conversation, second best offense in the conference.
Dude, I think you're right. And one thing I noticed you tweeted the other day, you can give Peter a follow at Rosenberg Radio. You want Davante Adams. Now, maybe that has changed. It seems pretty clear he's going to the Jets if he goes anywhere. But you are in on that pursuit, correct?
Well, I would have been. I mean, it depends what it requires, right? Like, I don't know, what it would have required to get him. If it had been a second round pick, potentially. I just feel like, he is the difference. He could be a difference between a team being very good and being just absolutely incredible. You look at this offense, and the ball distribution is great. Like, obviously we know it took Terry time to get going with Jaden a bit. They seem to have picked it up a little bit. But when you look at the offense, guys, at the end of a game, it's not as if we have like that one incredible breakout offensive star who's a complete terror to defenses. And I think adding that would be cool. I'm not bending over backwards about it, but when I saw their name in the mix, and now it sounds like they're not even in the mix at all, but that initial report had them in like the first four teams potentially interested. Hell yeah, Davante Adams, they don't grow on trees.
Yeah, well, and one thing I'll say is, for a long time, whenever a guy wants out or there's a free agent, and the Skins, Commanders always get linked in, just because the thought process is always like, that's just a crazy organization. Who knows what they're going to do? Now, I mean, again, I don't think it's happening. I don't think it ever was happening. I think it's Jets or bust. But you could look at that and be like, well, maybe Davante Adams just wants to play with Jaden, and that. I don't think it's going to happen in season, but when we get to free agency next year, I think teams will look at Washington in a way that hasn't happened in a really long time.
Oh, it's so game changing. So if you end, it's actually a shame, guys, that we're. And I never thought I'd say this. Oh my God, it's actually a shame that we're not on national TV more often. And obviously, normally you would never say that because we are so trash on national TV, but now, you want people to get a look at this team, You don't want to be buried. You buried at 405 against Arizona, 405 against Carolina. But it's probably going to be Kevin Kugler calling the Cleveland game next week. You know what I mean? Now you want eyeballs on this team because you're right. Like, people are going to see this team play and see the way the offense operates and go, oh, man, I want me some of that. So I think you're right. It could happen.
Think about this. The Texans last year played 16 games Sunday at 1 o'clock, every single one of their games. Then they got to week 18, their 17th game, and it was a win and in against the Colts, and they were Sunday Night Football, right? Whereas this year, now that C.J. Stroud has arrived and everything has kind of happened, they have two Monday nights, two Sunday nights, and a 4:30 national game against the Ravens, and that's before any flexing starts. So if they show it this year, it will come next year.
Well, that's the scary part. I mean, and listen, Houston has somehow managed their way to a good record, but they don't quite look like they looked at the end of last year. So, yeah, listen, be careful what you wish for. But I guess I should be happy that we're kind of on the low a little bit. But I'll throw this at you guys. I got into an argument with a higher up at my company because I was talking about how I want to be talking more Commanders and Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, guys, I've been boring our company talking about the Commanders for years now. I think this is really going to become a story. And we had a little bit of back and forth, and he sort of made the comp to Houston last year. And I said, listen, man, no disrespect. First of all, I do think Jaden is going to be on a completely different level than C.J. Stroud. But that's his gut. That's me being a fanboy, and that's fine. But here's what I think is undeniable. The Commanders getting good is good for NFL business.
Hell yeah.
The Houston Texans, with all due respect, they're a nothing burger. Like, there's no history. There's just not. So the fact is, if this team is balls out, if this Commanders team were to ball out, and it's so early, we could end up on the outside looking in still. Who knows? But if it goes the way you hope it does, and this division does not look great right now, certainly Philly showed that last weekend. Guys, I think we become a huge national story if they're actually a really good and competent football team. I really do.
I'm with you because the brand, the loyalty of this fan base is just like waiting. I think a lot of people right now are kind of approaching it with trepidation. But like if you get through the next month and all of a sudden 3-1 becomes 6-2, things are going to get for real. And it's going to get really, really interesting. Pete, we got to let you roll, dude. Is it Mets mania up there? Obviously a big game tonight.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. It's certainly more Mets mania here than it is O's mania in Baltimore right now. But I mean, that was
why you gotta go and do that, love, huh?
Listen, I watched every inning. What a horrible! It's like the worst case scenario. This whole Orioles season was kind of a worst case scenario in a lot of ways. But unlike the Orioles, though, you go into this Mets third game feeling confident because they've at least been putting the bat on the ball. So I think people still feel good about them. There were some questions about the bullpen last night. But, yeah, people are very excited. And the Yankees are on a break for like 2 years, so it's all Mets right now.
All right. We'll be watching tonight. I'm probably rooting for the Brewers, though. Let everybody up there know. Thank you for the call, dude.
I'll report. Later, guys.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got bets to make.
Follow that fellow. Is Jeff standing up looking in the sky?
Yes.
He's so weird. B. Mitchell Finley. Yo, the whole world has Jaden Daniels fever. Check out our merch store for the latest Jaden Daniels and Commander shirt designs, plus the new No Punts shirt. Go to 1067thefanshop.com and order the t-shirt or the hoodie now. 1067thefanshop.com. A lot of people ask me where to get.
Did Trish sign off on that one?
I don't know. But a lot of people ask me where to get the BMH HOF shirt, and that's at thefanshop.com. Lanville, you said something kind of weird there, that we owe Jeff an apology for something?
It's one of them off-the-air things.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Also, worth pointing out here, we had Brian Robinson on the program earlier. He didn't practice yesterday with a knee thing, didn't practice today. So that kind of makes you pay a little more attention to it. I still, to your early point, I don't think they're putting him on the radio with us if they don't think he's going to play.
Bam.
Something could have gotten complicated. You never know. Things can always change and get different. But we will be keeping an eye on it, and obviously more updates.
We'll keep you updated.
Here on The Fan throughout the day. Grant and Danny coming up next. I'm sure they'll discuss that too. What we got to do at the end of every day, end of every program, we make some bets. We keep track of it all week. We call it Heard It Here First.
Heard it here first.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was that?
You must have won.
That's the heard it here first thing that always get me. He'd be like, uh-huh. But look, last night wasn't good, fellas. I went 0-3.
I won.
Yeah, I'm not focused on you right now, JP. I went 0-3. I didn't hit last night. Coming in third place, JP, you did win last night. You're now sitting at 2-1. B. Mitch, you in second, sitting at 4-1. Landfield is in first, sitting at 3-0.
I'm 4-1. Wow.
Interesting. Wow. How do we? You think 4-1? You think 3-0 is ahead of 4-1? B.
Yes. He hadn't lost a game. I mean,
that's right. Undefeated. Can't make up a loss.
Played enough yet?
That's tricky. But we got another night to figure it out. Obviously, Thursday night football in the NFL. Bucks Falcons tonight. There's college football if you're into that sort of thing. Texas State going to Troy. Sam Houston going to UTEP. I've already lost money this year on UTEP. I think I'm going to stay away from them. You've also got Major League Baseball tonight. Mets, Brewers, 7 o'clock first pitch. And is there WNBA tonight too? No, the Dub is not playing tonight. Brian, what direction you headed, sir?
I don't know yet. I mean, Landfill's first. He should be the one on
that's
the T-box.
True. You're on the T-box, Landfill.
I'm taking the Bucks, plus 2.5. Bucks, Bucks, Bucks. I don't believe in Kirk. He sucks on primetime.
Bucks, Bucks, Bucks. Kirk sucks, sucks, sucks. There you go. The Kirk sucking on primetime has been kind of dispelled. I mean, they went up to Philly and beat the Eagles on a last-second drive. That was only 3 weeks ago or something.
But you know who really sucks?
Philly?
The Eagles. They're frauds.
It's a good thing you're not a fan of theirs anymore, Lamb.
Nah, I can't imagine what it would be like being an Eagles fan. Some sorry people.
All right, B,
having
now
no quarterback, no hope.
Your T-box.
I will take the Brewers money line, and I also am taking the Bucks.
Ooh, a lot of Bucks. A lot of Bucks, Bucks, Bucks. Jeffrey?
I'm taking the Bucks plus 2.5, too.
We just lost.
I like that. I'm gonna go player prop tonight, I think. What else I can do here? Bucky Irving for Tampa over 45. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna zag. Bijan Robinson under rushing total. What do you got that at, Landfill? I see it at 60.5. All right. Looks like 60.5 for Bijan, and we're taking the under. What a show today. A lot of fun today. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to Charles Robinson for joining us. Thank you to Brian Robinson for joining us. How about that, B? Two dudes named Robinson joined us. Make sure you listen this afternoon, 3:30. Tyler Biotish will be joining Grant and Danny. That's right. Badass joins them. He has been a huge part in this offense. You go from subpar center play to really good center play, makes a big old difference, man.
Yep.
Badass at 3:30 on Grant and Danny. Thank you to Charles Robinson, Brian Robinson, and, of course, Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to everybody that called in for Bleep You Thursday. Fun show today. We're back at it tomorrow. Andrew Siciliano at noon. Eric Metcalf at 12:30, plus we'll be giving away some Thomas Rhett tickets.
Ask me Mitch anything at 1.
Damn right.
Tune in.
If you made it this far, I owe you beer.